Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff there from Michael Felder. Check out the conversation. If you missed any of it, you could listen on demand on the Odyssey app. Check out Bet Sweats. But we implore you to download and subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, Spotify, podcatcher of your choice. Joe O, Sammy P here on a Tuesday morning. Get the Super Bowl futures, NFL awards. But Sam, you were telling me about some off-the-field, non-football-related stuff that continues to follow Lane Kiffin.
The receipts are hysterical, and they're coming out from every single direction. This morning, somebody posted a screenshot. Apparently, there's a hot yoga trainer at Ole Miss, and Lane would go to the classes. And she posted, I believe it's a video. It's a screenshot, but it looks like it's a video of her standing in her yoga outfit, smiling, staring at the sky, arms out, palms up. And the caption is, how life feels when you don't have Lane Kiffin telling you he hates your playlist every morning. So on top of that post, you have people. Well, because Lane went to this hot yoga class and was like, the music sucks, and would tell the instructor every morning. So he'd try and change the music. So on that post that she made, people are commenting, going to miss him pushing me over every time I was in a plank. Going to miss him annoying everyone around us. Really going to miss him looking for used water bottles in the lost and found so he could pour ice cold water all over the floor every morning. Going to miss him turning up the humidity whenever he pleases. Like, and then you get the other screenshots of Ole Miss students.
This guy sucks.
Ole Miss co-eds posting Snapchats of Lane with his shirt off. Like thirst traps. And Lane asking other girls to come over tonight. Like, he's still trying to conquer college co-eds, man.
Dude. Well, LSU's the perfect spot for him, is it not? Coach O? Wasn't he doing the same thing? Man.
You lose track, honestly.
Yeah. Wow. The money, the power. Some people use it, some people don't. Wow. Just, he is. So, what is his situation now? Does he have a girlfriend or is he married or what? Oh, he's single again?
By this behavior, it doesn't appear like he cares about whatever relationship he's in, if he is in one. But this just gives me vibes of somebody who couldn't pull chicks in college and you're still trying to conquer that mountain. It's still something that you couldn't get a grasp on when you were in your early 20s. So now when you're 50, you're still like, oh, hey, how you doing, 21-year-old sophomore or 22-year-old senior, whatever? Like, that's the vibe that I get. I have no knowledge of this. But this is all you're seeing. Like, people that are in school posting either direct Snapchats or screenshots of Snapchats that he's sending to college girls.
Oh, they're 18. It's fine. Well, no, it's not fine, Lane.
He's got kids in college. His daughter's in college.
I know. So before the last week, everybody would say, and we'd be right there with them, like, he embraces this role. He likes being the bad guy. He likes playing the villain. And I didn't mind it. I thought it was good for the sport. He was hated, whatever. And then you add this on top of it. Have you shifted your opinion of Kiffin at all in the last week? Because I have.
I'm not rooting for him. I think I did when he was at Ole Miss, because he was the underdog and he was constantly having to build a contender via the portal, and they were piecemealing together a roster and going up in recruiting against Alabama and LSU and Georgia. But now he's a villain, full throttle, and he's not gonna have to recruit as hard as he did at Ole Miss. LSU recruits itself. You're going to get better players out of high school. You just are. And I think at the end of the day, the reason Lane went to LSU, and again, this is my opinion, not anybody else's, it's easier to get blue chip high school recruits and sustain that at LSU. It just is. These kids in the South, they go to LSU. They go to Bama. They go to Georgia. They used to go to Florida. It's hard to get a kid to go to Ole Miss because Ole Miss isn't a blue blood program. He's got more power than he's ever had. He's got more money than he's ever had. And now the recruits are just going to foam at the mouth and commit to LSU because Lane is going to embrace this villain in the purple and gold, and these high school kids are going to love it. They're going to eat it up, man.
I'm thinking about when Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, and he said a lot of that. And was he right? Was he wrong? He was probably wrong. But in this case, it's probably a little bit different with Lane. And you're right. It's going to be easier for him. It is a better job. But we've also had that conversation about Indiana versus Penn State. Indiana's the better job right now. And so, are we there with Ole Miss? Probably not. SEC runs a little bit different.
I don't think it's fair to compare Cignetti and Lane, though, because Cignetti's putting in the work. Yeah. Lane doesn't appear to be a guy who's putting in the work. Somebody else will take care of that. Somebody else will do that. They have this collective at Ole Miss called the Grove, and that's a big package of boosters that has a lot of money. Those are the people recruiting. Lane helps, but you think Lane's out there doing the dirty work and putting his nose in the books like Cignetti is? I don't think
Obviously not. We see what he's doing with his free time.
Hey, girl, you up? How old are you? 25? Too old. Too old.
No. Wow. That guy. I have shifted my opinion a little bit. I would root for him too. I like W. The offensive mind, younger guy, not anymore. And he's in his 50s and he's still playing this game. Gross. All right. Let's talk some Super Bowl futures. We could go in a number of directions. I just started looking AFC, NFC, and I just started jotting down teams before I even looked at the prices. I was just looking at playoff picture and went outside teams that are out on the outside looking in right now. And man, if I were to tell you that you would get numbers like, dude, week 14, Kansas City is going to be 18-1. Week 14, Detroit is going to be 25-1. You would have thought that the quarterbacks of those teams were injured. And that's not the case at all. That's just where we are. It is a pretty level playing field. You're either good or you're bad. Half the league is good, half the league is bad. And the very top of the good, those top five teams, there's not a big difference between those top five and the teams that are 11-15 in this league. So where do you want to start the conversation with Super Bowl futures, Sam?
Well, it's a moving target. And we have to understand that. Costos on Sunday asked me, who would you bet to win the Super Bowl? And on Sunday morning, I looked at the board and said, Seattle at 12-1. That was an easy answer for me. Now Seattle's 7-8-1, 850, bet MGM. Yep. So at 850, when I could have bet 11 or 12, I'm not as interested as I was. Here are two teams that I pulled the board up and I said, I would bet them right now. The first one's Buffalo. They're 10-1 at BetMGM. They're 11-1 at FanDuel. Now, I already have Buffalo stock, so for me to want to add more is pretty telling, no? I think this AFC stinks at the top. Like, I don't trust these teams. I think they're all right around the same. So if they're all around the same from a power rating standpoint, and I get Josh Allen in the playoffs with, I'm going to say it now, no Mahomes in the way, potentially, how do you not consider Buffalo? The only team that Buffalo can't beat is Kansas City. And Kansas City's probably going to miss the playoffs. So you take Mahomes out of the way, the boogeyman, and you give me Buffalo at a better price than I could have got in the summer when I'm betting 7, 750. Now I can bet 11-1 with Allen. I mean, that's intriguing to me. The other team that I thought about, and I know we've missed the market on this team, and I'm still kicking myself. 3 weeks ago, they were 16-1 to win the division, and they were like 8-1 to make the playoffs. So we talked about it, and I did nothing with it. One of my favorite traditions on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Texans are 40-1. Is that a dumb bet?
Nope. They're still 40?
I saw 40 this morning. Maybe that's changed. BetMGM has 30. Let me check Prop Shop real quick and see. I mean, these numbers, as we know, are fluid.
Yeah.
Best number I see. Okay. Yep. 30. All 30 now. 30, 30, 28, 28, 28, 25. So, yeah, the 40s are gone. Damn.
I would have liked 40.
40 would be nice. There may be a 40 in Vegas. Let me check a couple of the Vegas apps because the Prop Shop only does like the American books. Let me check Westgate and Circo while you go to town here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Houston Texans right now, they're the 8 seed. I understand where you're coming from. They're one of the teams. Oh, look, I wrote down 4 teams in the AFC. It doesn't mean I'm telling you to bet 4 teams. I just wanted to talk about these teams. And they're the 8 seed right now. They're 30. The 30 makes more sense to me. If there were 40, I think there's something there. Look, these teams that I wrote down, they're great at something. Houston has a lockdown defense. Man, are they tough. They're especially tough at home. And now Stroud is back. He looked pretty good. I wrote down Kansas City. We'll get into that conversation. I also jotted down Buffalo, so I'm with you there. Denver's the 2 seed. But Denver's 12-1 and Buffalo's 11-1. Like, it's not a long conversation. Would you rather bet Buffalo or would you rather bet Denver? Yeah, going to Denver is going to be really difficult in the playoffs. I would still rather have the Bills.
And you get the price. Most importantly, you get a better price. If you're going to bet Denver right now, you're going to get, well, it's about the same. Okay. They're about the same. I just checked Westgate has 25, Circa has 23. So when you see those books lower than market, that's pretty telling. I think I'm rewinding to Sunday morning when the Texans were 40, because they would have been 40 before they beat the Colts. That, I think that's where I'm getting the 40 from.
That was a big game.
But look, a lot of people arb their futures off of Circa's price. So if Circa has a team at 15-1 and the market's at 23-1, 25-1, people will just respect the number at Circa, which is a very sharp book, and they'll see that 15, and off the 15 at Circa, they'll bet the 25 at BetMGM. In other words, they'll map out their path and bet the best prices based on what the sharp price is at Circa.
Drake May is number two in the NFL in total EPA. Jordan Love is three. Who do you think is one?
Darnold.
Nope. Not Darnold.
Don't tell
AFC.
Me it's Caleb Williams. It can't be. Okay, I was going to say.
Not Caleb. AFC.
Daniel Jones?
Nope.
Patrick Mahomes. It's too bad they can't run the ball and don't have a pass rush.
Yep. 6-6. 5 games left. Houston, Chargers, both at home. At Tennessee, host Denver, at Vegas. So the two easy games are on the road. They haven't been able to win on the road, but the two easy ones are on the road, and then you have three better teams, Texans, Chargers, Broncos, all at home. What do the Chiefs have to do to make the playoffs? 6-6, 5 games left.
Win out.
4-1? 4-1 or sweep?
I mean, at least 4-1. And this is funny because when Schwartz was on, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, we were saying the same thing. We were talking about Kansas City, and they were 5-5. And people are like, oh, they can go 5-2. And Jeff and I are like, what have they shown you over the last 10 that tells you they can go 5-2? Like, they're just not – they're not playing good football right now. And they're not mm-hmm. they're not winning close games. They're not making big plays. I have – 10 toes down a month ago, I said they're not going to the Super Bowl. And this is after other people on the network were saying they're going to make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So, like, I've been out on Kansas City for a month. They're just yep. – if you watch the games, they're just not good. They have a really good quarterback, a great quarterback. But everything around them is bad. Like, they don't tackle. They don't get to the quarterback. They can't run the football. Like, we only think the Chiefs are going to do what they usually do because of what they've done, not because of what they're doing.
The tough schedule came back to get them. These three losses in four games at Buffalo, at Denver, at Dallas. Teams that are really tough at home. And they lost all those games. They lost them all by one score. And they started losing these one-score games. I do think they're going to make a run. I'm marking down, okay, win at Vegas, win at Tennessee. And then they're probably going to beat the Chargers. You've got Herbert now with a busted left arm. How is he going to play? They say he's going to play. We'll see. Houston, Denver. It's going to come down to those two games. And what do? They have to win at least one of them. But yeah, they probably have to go 4-1 and then they can sneak in. Maybe have to sweep.
18 but then they got to win three games on the road, man. You got to go on the road three straight times and win. That's not easy to do. I know people think Mahomes can just do it, but it's not.
You're right.
It's not going to be easy.
You're right. This Thursday night game is massive. Detroit-Dallas. I want to bet one of those two teams. I wish I knew which team was going to win on Thursday. Then it would make things a lot easier. Detroit 25-1, Dallas 70-1. We'll talk about that coming up and also take a look at the awards market next. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSwitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.